Taking a look first at your news for today. A jury has found a 43-year-old Lapeer County woman guilty of murdering her son. Elizabeth Dubois was found guilty of first-degree child abuse and felony murder for the death of her son, Austin, who died in 2019. According to court records, her son had a rare but treatable throat cancer that caused his death. The cancer caused a visible lump on Austin's neck, and court records indicate that several family members had urged Dubois to take her son to see a doctor, but she never did so, citing several excuses not to, which did result in the child's death in May of 2019. Dubois is scheduled for sentencing on March the 23rd and could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. And it was reported during the last Ellington Township Board of Trustees meeting that the Elkland Fire Department will be needing and getting some new equipment. The firefighters will be needing some new turnout gear. Also, there are 11 pairs of boots that have aged out and will be needing replacing. During the meeting, it was reported that the fire department currently has 23 members, with two currently in classes. It was also noted that the department has purchased a new brush truck, and they are currently in the process of outfitting it. It was announced that Anthony Middow is the new fire chief of the Elkland Township Fire Department as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
When my kids started falling behind at school, I didn't know what to do. I felt alone, like I was lost in the dark. Then I found Understood.org, a nonprofit empowering people with learning and thinking differences like ADHD and dyslexia. They gave us hope, guidance, and tools to move forward. No matter where you are on your path, Understood can help. Visit understood.org/yourpath today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your news once again as we get back into it, because the city of Marlette is planning two major street projects. The city council has approved hiring some help with the work to be done. The city will pay $19,800 to have the engineering done and bidding out of the work for Concord Street and Cranbrook Street. The council also previously hired Fless and Vandenbrink. The company assisted the city in successfully applying for a Michigan Transportation Development Fund grant for the street work to be done. The city was able to secure a grant that will cover about 50% of the street work that is expected to cost about $146,880, with the city paying the rest. In other matters, the council approved a charitable gaming license for the Marlette Athletic Boosters. The city's approval will allow the boosters to submit an application for a gaming license. The boosters want the gaming license to be used during the Red Raider Sports Banquet on March the 7th. And at 2:01 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, February the 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene of a fatal accident at the end of Elkton Road at the intersection of Etzler Road and Lake Township. Two motorists had just minutes earlier come across a heavily damaged pickup that had impacted with a tree in the off-road brush of that T intersection. When they got out to check and see if there were any occupants in the wreckage, it was discovered that a lone occupant was unresponsive inside the wreckage with a gunshot wound to the head. Huron County Sheriff deputies and the Caseville police arrived shortly thereafter to investigate the unusual situation. Also arriving shortly thereafter were the Caseville Fire Department and the Shure Ambulance Service. The victim, 43-year-old Daniel S. Bouveretta Badax, was pronounced dead at the scene. A Huron County Medical Examiner's Office investigator responded as well, along with an accident investigator from the Huron County Sheriff's Office. Preliminary investigations suggest that the victim likely took his own life with a handgun while northbound on Elkton Road, but did it just prior to going off the end of the road and impacting the tree. It is further believed that the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when the crash occurred. The victim's 2021 Chevrolet pickup and other personal items have been seized for the ongoing investigation. Anyone who believes they may have further information about this incident is asked to call the Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours at 989-269-6500 or the Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Sunday, February the 1st of 2026, Roger Michael Green, age 93 of Ubley, passed away on January the 28th of 2026. Funeral services for Roger Michael Green will be held on Tuesday, February the 3rd at 11 a.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home McChapel of Bad Axe, with visitation to be held on Tuesday, February the 3rd at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 at the chapel. Burial will be at the Valley Cemetery in Ubley at a later date. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your obituaries. For your complete Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.